Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is LBC News.
LBC News, 17 minutes exactly to 5 o'clock. It's Wednesday, it's the 1st of June. The United States, then, will be sending more advanced rocket systems to Ukraine as the Russia invasion continues to intensify in the eastern Luhansk region. Part of the $700 million assistance package, the missiles can accurately hit targets from as far away as 50 miles. But President Biden said he doesn't want to start a war between NATO and Russia. There's just been a press conference in the last hour in Washington. Joining us from DC now is our US correspondent Simon Marks. I thought they were giving them $34 billion worth, dollars worth, rather than $700 million. Or did I misread that?
No, actually, they're giving them $40 billion worth of weapons and other assistance, Ian. That was agreed by Congress a couple of weeks ago. But you're absolutely right. President Biden only requested $33 billion worth of assistance. But some members of the Senate, mostly Republicans, actually said, you know what, that's not enough. We need to give them even more. That's causing some division, by the way, within the Republican Party. But in terms of what we've heard here over the last few hours, President Biden made this announcement in an opinion piece that he wrote for the New York Times that was published in the Wednesday edition of the newspaper. It is a reversal of the position that he publicly disclosed on Monday when he returned to the White House from having met with those grieving families in Uvalde following last week's shooting at an elementary school. He was asked specifically whether he was going to send these longer-range weapons to Ukraine, and he insisted that he wasn't. The fear at the time that was being voiced by reporters was the possibility that those weapons might not necessarily be contained to the Ukrainian battlefield, but that if Ukrainian forces had the capacity to get their hands on missiles and rockets that could theoretically reach destinations in Russia, that could be escalatory. Well, no sooner had the president finished speaking on Monday than the White House started walking back his comments, and then we read in that New York Times piece written by the president and published on Wednesday that in fact he had decided to send those high mobility artillery rocket systems to Kiev, explaining the president's decision today and the guarantees that he says the Ukrainians have provided the United States with ahead of the shipment. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, who was speaking today flanked by the NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg here in Washington for official visits.
First, in response to the question about escalation. Let's start with this. It's Russia that is attacking Ukraine, not the other way around. And simply put, the best way to avoid escalation is for Russia to stop the aggression and the war that it started. It's fully within its power to do so. Specifically with regard to weapon systems being provided, the Ukrainians have given us assurances that they will not use these systems against targets on Russian territory. There is a strong trust bond between Ukraine and the United States, as well as with our allies and partners. I'd also say that throughout this aggression, indeed even before, President Biden was very clear with President Putin about what the United States would do if Russia proceeded with its aggression. Including continuing to provide security assistance that Ukraine needs to defend itself against the Russian aggression.
Now, the Russians say that this decision to send those longer-range rocket systems to Ukraine will add fuel to the fire on the part of the United States. They have reacted very negatively to this decision. But if you read that op-ed by President Biden in the New York Times, he goes into detail about why he insists the United States is not spoiling for a fight with Russia, insists NATO isn't spoiling for a fight with Russia either. He says that while he finds finds the actions of Russian President Vladimir Putin in Ukraine to be outrageous. The United States is not seeking the Russian president's ouster from power. Now, you'll remember that speech that President Biden gave in Warsaw a few weeks ago, in which he appeared to be calling on Russians to rise up and oust President Putin from the Kremlin. That led to White House officials walking back those comments made by President Biden. Now, he's declarative in this New York Times piece. The United States, he says, does not seek Vladimir Putin's removal from power in the Kremlin. He also talks about the unity of NATO that has been forged by what he describes as President Putin's miscalculation in deciding to launch the invasion of Ukraine. The other interesting piece of news coming out of that meeting between Antony Blinken and Jens Stoltenberg, the NATO Secretary General, is that the NATO Secretary General said that all NATO members are open to negotiation and discussion with the government of Turkey, where, of course, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is currently opposed to the decision by the application by Finland and Sweden to join NATO. Turkey essentially is sort of the kingmaker in that process, because for Finland and Sweden to join the alliance, every single member of the alliance currently has to agree to it. And as you know, President Erdogan says that he wants guarantees that the Swedes and the Finns are going to assist him in what he describes as a battle against terrorism. He wants to get his hands on various people who are in Finland and Sweden that the Turks accuse of having supported the attempted coup against President Erdogan back in 2016, and also people that the Turks accuse of being involved in outlawed Kurdish groups that Turkey brands as terrorist organizations. So that is a spanner currently in the works of Finland and Sweden's hopes to join NATO, but the NATO Secretary General indicating that all member states are willing to sit down and talk to Turkey and try to negotiate a solution, along, of course, with the Finns and the Swedes, who have already begun conversations with Turkish officials.
Thank you very much indeed, Simon. That's our US correspondent, Simon Marks.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.